Harley-Davidson just dropped a concept bike that has the whole internet talking, the RMCR. It's a modern cafe racer with XLCR DNA and Revolution Max platform DNA. Let's break down what this thing really is, and will Harley ever build it? Welcome back to Riding in the Ozarks, where we talk about riding, rallies, gear, and wrenching, and of course, Harley-Davidson news. If you dig that kind of content, please consider subscribing to the channel. Now let's get into it. Now, Harley had the RMCR on display at Mama Tried in Milwaukee, and then they brought to Daytona Beach. And they had an iPad out where they were selecting feedback, wanting to know whether you thought they should build it. Now, I got to see this bike briefly at Daytona Bike Week, but we were doing a lot of other stuff, and I really didn't get to look at it as much as I would like to. But Blockhead did a great video on it where you get to look at it for 20 or 30 minutes. You get to hear it start up, everything else. I'll leave a link to that description down below. If you dig what you're seeing today and you want to know more about it, want to see more angles on the bike, see what it sounds like, make sure you check out his video. So RMCR stands for Revolution Max Cafe Racer. Now Harley-Davidson describes the RMCR as fueled by inspiration and respect for the original 1977 XLCR. The Harley-Davidson design team set out to create a cafe racer that was inspired by that bike, but had the performance of the Revolution Max platform. Now, this concept bike was built and based off the Pan America ST platform. It has carbon fiber bodywork, very low bars with a very aggressive stance. Still have the bikini kind of cafe windshield or fairing right over the headlight and coming back to the rider. The design team tried very hard to create a modern looking cafe racer that still had many of the same elements from the 1977 model, including a single seat and a minimalist tail section, and 2x2 exhaust. One of the key features of the 1977 XLCR was how the exhaust kind of came together and created a chamber there. They were actually welded together and shared that pipe for a moment, it looks like. At least it looks like that in the design. And they did that again in this RMCR. Now let's talk for a minute about the engine and performance aspects of the Pan America ST platform that are carried over into this concept bike. The Pan America ST shares the same powertrain as the Pan America, which is 150 horsepower and approximately 92 foot-pounds of torque at the crank. Now, Harley-Davidson states that the RMCR is a concept bike and they currently have no plans to bring this bike to production. Keyword is current. That could change. And before someone comments Bronx 2.0 in the comments down there, just hang on a second. We're going to talk about that in a second. Now, like I said, they had an iPad out soliciting feedback, wanting to know if the consumers thought they should build it. And they also talked in Blockhead's video about their social media post, which I'll have a link to in the description as well, where they're looking at and paying attention to the comments on those social media posts for feedback on this concept bike. If this is something you would like to see them build, then sure, go comment on their post. But more importantly, there's a bigger question. Would you buy it if they build it, and at what price point? I saw a ton of comments on Blockhead's video where people said, oh, they need to build this. I want one. But very few people actually talked about the price point, and that's important. So let's talk about the price point. The Pan America ST is a $20,000 motorcycle at MSRP, and it's not laid out in carbon fiber or sitting on top of Olin's suspension. The Sportster S, which is another motorcycle with the 1250 Rev Max motor in it, but tuned differently for torque, sets at about $16,000 MSRP. Now let's look at some of the other brands this motorcycle would have to compete with and what those price points are as well. Now, I think the Honda CBR 1000 is an obvious choice. I'm not talking about the Fireblade, but just the CBR 1000. Now, that bike starts at around $17,000, but it does produce more horsepower and slightly less torque than the 1250 in the Pan America. Now, another cafe racing kind of styled bike is the Yamaha XSR 900. Now, that starts at $11,000, but it is a smaller motorcycle with less power, and it's not dipped in carbon fiber or have premium suspension like the Olin's. But it is still an option for consumers if they're looking for an affordable kind of cafe racer style or retro style motorcycle. So again, the question is, how much will consumers pay for a motorcycle like the RMCR? And more importantly, can Harley-Davidson build it for a price point that consumers would purchase it for. Now, I think $20,000 is probably where Harley-Davidson would be, because that's where the Pan America and the Pan America ST are. And again, those aren't dipped in carbon fiber or running on top of Olin suspension. Those prices are either going to drive that bike up for production costs, or those are not going to be features you would see in a production model, which I think is more likely. I think we would see Showa suspension instead of Olin suspension. We'd probably see Vivid Black instead of carbon fiber. Now, I saw comments on Blockhead's video where people were saying Bronx 2.0 and Harley will never make it. And I think that's a good chance, because I think, for one, they have to make it at a price point that people will buy it. And for two, they have to sell enough of them to make it worth the R&D and developing a production line for that. The RevMax motors, in general, only represent 5% of Harley-Davidson sales across their entire RevMax platform, from the Nightster to the Nightster Special to the Sportster S to the Pan America Special to the Pan America ST. I think there were two things that kind of kept the Bronx from coming to market. One, they prototyped it with the 975 motor. Now, I think after the Sportster S came out and everybody screamed they didn't have the same power and performance as the Pan America, that they realized that if they put a 975 in the Bronx, people would just complain and they would need to bring it with the 1250. So that meant going back to the drawing board. The other thing is, again, they would have to be able to bring it out at a price point that competes with their competitors. Going to a 1250 allows them to price it higher and in line with the leader bikes in the sport bike segment. Now, I really liked the idea of a naked bike from Harley-Davidson. I am not a sport bike rider. I've never owned or even test ridden a true sport bike like a Ninja or a CBR. It's just not my style. It never has been. I started out on cruisers in my 20s. Metric cruisers, but still cruisers. Will Harley-Davidson build the RMCR? Well, that's the big question. Make sure you leave them feedback. Let's find out what you guys think as consumers, what you would pay, and let's put that in the comments down below, and I'll make sure Harley-Davidson sees this video so they can see the feedback about that specific question as well. Now, the bulk of my audience is 45 years and plus, and that's actually the age of the typical Harley-Davidson consumer, is 45 years old. Now, I do think this bike would appeal to younger riders, maybe closer to that 45-year age group or younger, but if they can't get the price point down, it is really going to limit the availability to younger markets who are still raising kids who have less disposable income. Let's not confuse younger riders with new riders. Harley-Davidson is planning on coming out with the Sprint, which will be for new riders. And if they came out with the Sprint and they did come out with a 1250 naked bike, kind of like the Pan America ST, I didn't think that opens up the door to have an in-between bike, something like a 750 or 900 that people could migrate to before they stepped all the way up to the 1250. And then I think Harley-Davidson would actually have a bike that young riders could get into with the Sprint and then migrate up and then move over to the cruiser or touring line when they get older and are no longer interested or physically no longer comfortable riding those style of motorcycles. And I think it's important to remember that 2024 was the last year of the FTR 1200, which was a similar style naked bike with a V-twin. And for some reason, Indian did not sell enough of them to make them profitable and to continue carrying them. And those bikes started out at less than $14,000 for the base model and went up to like $16,000 or $17,000 for like the carbon model. So that means for Harley-Davidson to compete in this space, they would probably have to have similar pricing to the FTR, but a better product, better looking product, something. Of course, the Harley-Davidson dealership network is better than Indian's, bigger, so that gives them more opportunity for sales than Indian has. Maybe they could make this thing work, but the track record has not been there for other brands like Indian. Now, one thing that stands out to me for sure is that Harley-Davidson has no intention to dropping the RevMax platform. They're building concept bikes. They're showing new products based on that platform. I think it's here to stay. So the question is, if they built something like the RMCR on the RevMax platform, again, what would you pay for it? And would you consider buying it? Leave me a comment down below. If you guys like this video, please remember to give it a big thumbs up. It really helps the channel grow. And smash that subscribe button if you want to see more content like this in the future. Y'all stay safe, Keep on riding, and we'll see you in the next one.